A few days now until Jane and Mr. Ace return home. And Neil and Marge, acting on Mr. Ace's instruction, have bought back the Ace's house with which Mr. Ace hoped to surprise Jane. As we look in on the Ace's bungalow now, it's early evening, and Neil and Cokie are just bringing in the last piece of furniture. Listen.
All right, Cokie. Bring it right through the door now. Take it easy.
Gee, this davenport weighs a ton, I bet you.
Swing your end around that... No. Over toward the window. That's good. I can let it down easy.
Okay. There.
Fine. Well, that's just about all we
need. Hey, wait. Don't sit down on it yet, Neil. I gotta lift it up again.
Hmm?
My foot's under it.
Well, that's the last piece. And am I glad. This is a job. And how?
Yeah. Move over. I want to sit down, too.
Okay, I guess you deserve a rest.
Say, Neil, when do you think we're going to have supper?
I don't know.
I think Marge is out in the kitchen. Let's ask her, huh?
Okay, you ask her.
No, you go, Neil.
I'm too tired to get up. Go on, Cokie.
No, you've known her longer than I have.
What's that got to do with it?
Oh, gee, I hate to get up again now I'm sitting down. I tell you, Neil, let's holler and maybe she'll come in.
All right, holler.
No, you.
Oh, no, it was your idea, Cokie. I'm resting.
Oh, okay. Marge! Hey, Marge! I bet she didn't hear me. You try it.
I'm sorry, I'm sitting this one out.
Hey, Marge!
Why don't you go out there and ask her instead of keeping...
Oh, here she is now. Hey, Marge, when are we going to have something to...
What is this? A sit-down strike?
Oh, we're just resting.
Marge, when are we going to have...
You're not through yet, are you?
Well, we got everything inside.
I know, but you haven't done...
Hey, Marge!
What is it?
When are we going to have something to eat?
Why, Neil, you're not nearly finished. All these things have to be put where they belong, and that has...
When do we
and
eat?
Look, the curtains and the drapes have to go off in the pictures.
When do we eat? Yeah, you know, that old custom of lifting the fork and...
My goodness, I haven't even thought about dinner yet.
I have.
Laura's still putting things away in the kitchen, and Betty and I are straightening up our room.
I'm hungry.
Correction, we're hungry.
And besides, as I was saying, you haven't anywhere near finished your job. Neil, you know you can't leave everything piled in the middle of the floor like this.
Well, I know that, but bear in mind, Marge, we've been juggling this furniture all day, and all we've had is a couple of sandwiches at lunchtime.
Well, all right. I'll have Laura drop what she's doing and start dinner then.
Well, I always knew there was something about you I liked.
We'll wait right here, Marge, and you call us when it's ready. We'll be sitting.
But aren't
up...
you going to finish straightening up the room?
Oh, gee.
Well, you can't leave things like this, Neil.
Well, I...
Come on now, Neil. If you hurry, you can get the whole living room straightened around before dinner.
Well, all right.
You know where things go. That davenport belongs over there.
Yeah,
and the...
I know.
Try to get everything just like Jane had it so she won't notice a thing different when she and Ace come home.
All right, Marge. Now, don't forget to call us now.
I won't. Now, be sure and get everything right.
Well, come on, Cokie. You can't move furniture sitting there.
Oh, all right, Neil.
Oh, this back of mine is stiff. Well, grab hold, Cokie, and we'll move the davenport over this way. I'll lift this end. Ready?
You got the lightest end.
Go on. Swing it around. Clear around. That's the idea. Don't tip over that lamp.
I won't.
Okay.
How's that?
All right. Put it down now.
Down, yeah. Ow!
Hit your foot again?
Yeah.
Let me see. Those easy chairs have got to come over this way. One over here and one over there. I'll lift this one.
Why don't we just slide them?
No, we scratch the floor. Lift it, Cokie.
Okay.
Right over by the wall is where it... That's right. There, that's done.
Okay. Let's sit down and wait for dinner,
Just a second. What about that bookcase?
Oh, that's right where it belongs, Neil.
Seems to me Jane had it more over like this.
No, that's where it always was.
Well, maybe you're right.
I'll sit down, then.
I think you got something there, so will I.
Gee, this room looks a lot better now, don't it?
Yeah, a little.
It makes a difference having a woman around, don't it? I mean, you and me, we left everything just like it was. But Marge, she knows how things belong to look home-like.
Yeah.
I always say there ain't nothing quite as home-like as a home.
You think that up all by yourself?
Especially a home with a woman in it. Every time I see somebody like Marge or Betty around, I wished I had a home of my own.
I wished I had dinner.
That's what I'm going to do sometime. I'm going to get married and have a home of my own.
You're going to get married and have a home of your own. Where's your wife going to live?
Same place.
That's an idea.
I even got the girl picked out already. I bet you don't know who.
Do you have to keep on talking? Can't you just relax?
Go on, Neil. Guess who?
All right, Greta Garbo.
No, nope. Guess again. Come on, Neil. Guess who I want to get married to.
Why do we have to talk? Betty, of course.
Gee, how'd you know?
I'm psychic.
Gee, are you? That's too bad. But how'd you know?
Look, I hope you haven't told Betty about this yet.
No, I'm keeping it for a surprise for her.
I see. You'll tell her sometime when she feels blue and needs cheering up.
Yeah.
That'll be marvelous.
Gee, it's going to be swell. To have a home of my own and a wife. Maybe a dog and some chickens.
They hurry dinner along out there. I'm getting...
Oh, hello, Betty.
Have you seen a brown suitcase of mine out here? I want... Oh, there it is.
You want to take it in your room? I'll carry it for you, Betty.
Oh, don't bother. You're busy, aren't you?
No, we're all through.
Through? My goodness, then why don't you straighten up this room?
Gee, that's what we've been doing.
Why, no. Everything's scattered around as if a cyclone had struck it. Why, look at that bookcase. It belongs over here. And those chairs, you've got them just backwards. What about the radio?
Radio? We didn't even see that.
It doesn't belong over there in the corner. It goes between the windows. And the lamps, what about them? You're not going to leave all three of them in the middle of the room like this, I hope.
No, but...
Well, come on then. Finish it up.
Well, we thought we'd do it after supper, Betty.
But it's getting late. We want to finish things tonight if we can.
Oh, okay.
And you better move that Davenport a little more toward the fireplace. It'll look much better.
And tell Marge to tell Laura to hurry with the supper, will you? I wonder if she heard me.
Well, we'll have time enough to finish it up before we eat, I guess. Come on. Let's get up, Cokie.
Okay.
I'm sure going to have to get something for this back. All this furniture moving. All right, you can carry the radio alone, I guess, huh, Cokie?
You better help me. I might drop it or something.
Okay. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Down this way now. There. That's good.
What about these lamps now?
Well, this one goes over here. And those two plug in right by the Davenport. Careful now. Watch out. You're going to knock it over.
I got it.
All right. Plug them in. There you are. That's all she wanted, isn't it?
What'd she say about the chairs?
Oh, yeah. She was right, too. They go just the reverse of the way we've got them. Take that one. We'll just change places.
Okay, Neil. You come around this way.
Don't slide them, I said. You'll mar the floor. Lift it up.
All right. You come around this way. There.
Watch out for your...
Ow!
Can't you keep your feet out of the way?
Oh, I've got to stand on them. Unless I sit down.
You got a good idea there. Let's sit down.
Yeah. Gee, I hope we don't have to get up again till supper's ready.
Move over so I can get my feet up, will you? There. Oh, boy.
Gee, this looks more home-like now, don't it? It's funny. Just a couple of little things Betty had us do, and it makes all the difference in the world, don't it? You see, that's what a woman can do. They make a home home-like.
If I doze off, will you wake me up when dinner's ready?
And every time I see a home looking home-like, I want to have a home of my own.
I think this is about where I came in.
I read a poem about a home one time. It was awful pretty. It takes a heap of something... What is it? You know, Neil? What is it that it takes a heap of?
I guess I must have dozed off for a minute. What are you talking about now?
Home.
Pardon me, I'm going back to sleep again.
It takes a heap of something, something to make a... Well, that don't sound right. It takes a heap
of... I meant to get my hat box, too, while I was out here. It should be
over... Is it ready yet, Betty?
What?
Supper. We're all done.
Why, you didn't move the Davenport.
Gee, I guess we forgot. Neil... Betty says we forgot to move the Davenport.
Yes, I told you it belonged closer to the fireplace. And the bookcase. You haven't touched it either.
Now, look, Betty. The Davenport's fine where it is, and so's the bookcase.
Sure, they're just about where they used to be when Jane was home.
They certainly are not. And Marge will say the same.
They're perfectly all right where they are.
Marge, come in here, will you?
Oh, gee whiz, Betty. We've been pushing things around so much we can't even stand up.
What is it, Betty?
Marge, doesn't the Davenport go closer to the fireplace? And doesn't the bookcase belong over here?
Well, yes, maybe you're right.
Marge, what difference does it make if they're a foot or two out of the way?
Well, not much, I guess. Because you're going to have to move them all again anyway, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have to... What was that again?
Well, you're going to have to move everything, I said, because you haven't put the carpet down yet.
Oh, gee, the carpet.
I forgot about that.
Well, it covers the whole floor. Everything will have to be moved to put it down.
Oh, for Pete's sake, why didn't we think... Oh, well, we'll do that after dinner.
Dinner? Oh, dear.
Hmm?
You did ask me to have Laura get dinner, didn't you? And I've been so busy, I forgot all about it.
Oh.
I'll have her started right away. It'll be ready in half an hour, and that'll give you just time to move things out and put the carpet down. Come on, Betty, let's finish clearing our room.
Neil?
Yeah?
There's a hamburger stand 3 blocks down North Avenue. What do you say?
You got something there. Let's go.
It's a swell hamburger stand, too. Very home-like. I always say there ain't nothing as home-like as a home-like hamburger stand. Don't you, Neil?
Well, let's hope the Ace's bungalow will be home-like very shortly. Because Jane and Mr. Ace will be with us when next we meet the Easy Aces.